I knew this would be a great idea to have Rick Hogan in on the day my son came up, because right now he's schooling him on how to do the billy goat properly.
Yes, I don't believe they should pay when they have to go to the goat. Yeah, I've just told him to go get one of my books at the goat for free.
Oh, look at that.
Well, just he needs to read this. He's 17 now. He can read the book.
You got to become a man thanks to Rick Hogan.
Well, pretty soon, maybe they'll hire him as the house band. The Billy Goat's never had a house band, so maybe he can become the house band.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, yeah.
You've got to write a song. Meow. You've got to write a cheeseburger song, but that's a small price to pay for a steady gig.
All right, well, cool. Drew Mack, thanks for bringing
there,
him up.
Have fun down there, you guys. Great to meet you.
Not too many beers, Jim. You're with your 17-year-old son. Can you not have a beer at the Billy Goat? I have to have an ice-cold beer with my double.
Can someone
double.
Not have a
beer? Yeah, isn't that impossible?
I don't drink beer, so I have an ice-cold bourbon with my cheeseburgers, which is really one of
You're not a beer drinker?
No. You know why? All you people want to know is
yes.
The first time I ever went into a bar for a drink, I was 17, and it was with some older fellows. We had just gotten back from losing most of our money at Maywood Park at the harness races.
Yeah, I remember that place.
And so
across
we went
from
in
Kitty Land.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good
That's
Kitty
where
land.
I was when you were at Maywood Park.
That was a good Kitty Land. So we go to a place called Melvin's, which is arguably one of the first outdoor cafes in Chicago, and we sit there and these guys are all like, "Give me a vodka." And it was a tough crowd. So I thought, "Oh my god, I'm 17. I have an ID that says I'm 17. How am I going to pull this off? What would you like?" I said, "I'd have a Jack Daniels with one ice cube."
Look at you. How old are you?
17. Thinking that they would say, God. "Oh my God, look at this guy. He's such an experienced drinker. He doesn't want it on the rocks. He doesn't want it straight up.
Just
he has had so many drinks that he only wants it with one ice cube." They serve me, and that has been the downfall of my life. One of the downfalls.
Now, the drinking age was 21 at the time,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we used to obviously go to Wisconsin where
sure.
you only had to be 18.
18,
but
I
then
remember.
They changed that.
I remember. I know. They ruined people's lives by changing that.
Oh, they did not. Because look at now that kids are having, it's harder to get beer for kids, but easier to get heroin. What's wrong
yeah,
with
I
the
know
world
that.
Now?
Yeah, no kidding. Tell me about it. That's tragic. Just tragic.
All right. Kurt Wagner is coming up. Do you
Good.
Watch a lot of TV?
Do I? Mm-hmm. I basically now I watch Ray Donovan and Law and Order reruns. This is my TV. I used to be the TV critic for this
I
newspaper.
I know you did.
So that's like a way, it's sort of like, yes, if you used to be an alcoholic, try to wean yourself from this. Yeah, I'm going to tell Kurt that that's all I watch on TV. And someone goes, "Oh, man, you got to watch Breaking Bad." And I'm going, "Oh, my God.
You haven't seen Breaking Bad."
I don't have, the problem being, I'll binge watch anything, but 5 seasons, I don't know when I'm going to find the time unless I'm waiting for a blizzard. I know it's not coming now, but maybe
yeah,
in December.
It's gonna be a while.
I'm waiting for a blizzard. Breaking Bad is going to be my binge watch. I did binge watch. I like Scandal, but basically Ray Donovan.
What is Ray Donovan?
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Donovan, Showtime. Liev Schreiber plays a fixer in Los Angeles who has my worst day ever. Is like Ray Donovan's normal day. His father is played by, his father is totally insane. They're all scammers. They're all crazy. His father is played by John Voight, and it is the great role given, even Midnight Cowboy, it is the great role of John Voight's life. He is unbelievable. But those are my two things. I've watched some Law and Orders, I don't know, 30, 40 times. And I go, wow, I wonder what happened
here. I don't understand.
Kurt, this is, I'm telling you, Kurt Wagner's here, an old friend of mine from the paper, and this is what I watch, Kurt. I watch Ray Donovan yeah. and Law & Order reruns. That's all
sad.
My TV watch.
Well, Law & Order you can catch pretty much anywhere, anytime.
Yes, anywhere, anytime,
any channel,
in any language.
In any language,
I'm
exactly.
trying to teach myself Spanish by watching Law & Order reruns, because I've seen them so often. I go, oh, look, Lenny Briscoe's telling the guy to go away. Yeah.
But Ray Donovan... I don't watch that regularly, but it's pretty intense. It's
oh,
really
sure.
good. It's a little too dark. I don't know. It just, yeah.
It suits, that, you yeah. know what? It suits my life. So.
Well, you know, and TV, I love TV. We finally broke down and got a big screen TV. I think it's a 70-incher.
I
don't know.
I have TV envy.
I do. I love it, but I don't have time to watch it anymore. And when I binge something, someone else has the good TV, so I'm on my iPad watching it, like Orange is the New Black. I got that done in, I don't know how many seasons there were. There were four?
I think they're on their fourth.
All right, whatever it is, I watched in less than 2 weeks. Yeah. I watched everything. And that's a show I love. Breaking Bad is something, you know, when the blizzard comes. But
oh,
five
yeah, that's
seasons,
my next binge watch thing. I know it's going to be rough. It's
and
be
when
rough.
You think about watching five seasons of Breaking Bad, I don't know. You could do the experiment of what it turns you into at the end of it. Because it's intense, man.
Well, Breaking Bad's intense, too, and it's dark. But what I like about
that's
Breaking
what I
Bad
mean.
Is there's so much funny in there.
Absolutely.
Like dark humor in there, and I didn't find that in Ray Donovan.
One of the things that's always, we haven't talked about this, Kurt, but as a former TV critic for this paper, at the in the days when cable was literally just starting, I now find that there are so many good options out there that it's tough to watch everything, isn't it?
Oh, it's impossible.
Much tougher than it used to be.
It's not possible. Every platform, it seems like, has shows. I mean, PlayStation has a show.
Right.
And probably will be doing more shows soon.
Well,
Netflix
Amazon,
is rolling out something new every day, practically.
Well, and Amazon is now filming here a show called Patriot.
Yeah.
Which one of the stars is our old buddy Tony Fitzpatrick.
Oh, I didn't even know that. We should have Tony on.
He plays a like prison guard.
Oh, he
such
he's,
typecasting, yeah.
He would scare me if I was a prisoner.
It's either a choice between, with Tony Fitzpatrick, what roles can you play? Well, I could either play a prisoner or a prison guard. That's it.
But
I'm
see,
limited.
That's the dynamic of Tony. He can go from one end of the spectrum
yes,
to the other.
Yes, he can.
Absolutely.
Yes, he can.
All right, well, Kurt Wagner is here. You got stuck in Lala traffic?
Well, I don't know what it was. There's construction on both sides of Grand, so I was on Grand for like 20 minutes. It takes me 20 minutes to drive down here from up north.
Right, and you were stuck for 20 minutes yesterday.
I listened to your whole last segment on Grand and the song and everything.
Did you hear him? Isn't that kid something? Yeah. Wow.
Well, thank you. You were watching on the WGN
app.
Well,
no, I mean, I was listening.
Oh, you were listening, yes, the WGN app. You know, Anna Balaval was in yesterday. Her parents were listening on the internet from Puerto Rico. It was like, that was so cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, WGN spans the globe for sure. Kurt Wagner is here, TVshowpatrol.com. I was thinking yesterday Mr. Pierogi was late because of traffic, too. So, I mean, it's a crazy town right now, this weekend especially. And we're going to talk more TV when we come back. Kurt Wagner, Rick Hogan, in for Bill Leff.
Yes,
musical chairs today.
TV critic generation.
Yes. And Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Wendy Snyder here along with Rick Hogan. And that's, in fact, a true thing that you mentioned, which I forgot about. You've been writing and for the Tribune forever. How many years have you been working with the Tribune?
Too many.
All right. And you were the TV critic.
Yeah, that was the first job I had here when I came over from the Sun-Times. And it was like, wow, what is this thing called HBO? I'm not kidding, Kurt. I'm not kidding. Wow, what is this thing all about? Yeah, I mean, it was just when cable was starting to
TV
punctuate
changed,
the lives of viewers. And it was the great thing about it was easy then. I literally reviewed every show. I mean, every show that was on.
Right.
And it was 400 stories a year, but it was not as difficult as it has to be now.
And Kurt Wagner in the studio with us, who's picking up the slack, where you started.
And
yes.
Definitely not.
Following in the tiny footsteps. Yes.
But now, Kurt, you weren't here last week because you were on, were you on a junket looking at the new fall shows and
no,
stuff?
No, I was at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, at the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
All right. But
so,
how do you keep up?
Work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A little bit.
But how do you keep up with all these shows?
You don't. I mean, I try to keep up with knowing that they exist and knowing what they're about, but you can't possibly.
But what you'll probably, I mean, it's probably like going to a restaurant and saying, okay, give me a taste of the steak dining, give me a taste of the spaghetti thing, and then you say, wow, that's really good. I may invest some more time in that.
Right.
Basically, right?
Right. I mean, I try to watch everything that I get to see before it airs, like a screener, but you just couldn't watch every show like regularly. And I know that that's a knock a lot of times on, I've seen people, you know, people have said to me and to other critics, you know, well, you don't watch the show every week, so you have no idea if it got better or anything like that. And a lot of times critics will check back in, like I did that. I've done that with some shows because people have said, oh, it's turned out to be really great. The first three episodes were horrible.
Right.
But even if that's the case, I mean, you'd have to watch TV all the time. You wouldn't have time to write about TV.
Absolutely.
Or think about it, too. Yeah. I mean, that's another aspect of this whole thing.
What'd you pick up from Comic-Con that you can share with us?
Well, there were a lot of surprise reveals, like Rihanna is going to be in the final season of Bates Motel, which Bates Motel is the sort of pre-story of the Psycho story. Yeah. And it's a really good series. It's amazing series and scary and all that stuff. But now it's reaching the point in next season, which they also announced will be the final season, that it gets to the Psycho point. And so Rihanna's playing
the Janet Leigh shower scene.
Yeah, Marion Crane. She's playing the Marion Crane
character.
Oh, come
on. That's great. That's a great idea.
And you know what? She'll be singing in the shower. That's where this will be different.
And you know, Bates Motel, it's a good show, but it doesn't have the buzz of a lot of other shows. Yeah. So that immediately put it sort of towards the top of the meter in the Comic-Con buzz.
Sure.
So that was a fun thing. Netflix talked about its new Luke Cage show, the Marvel series. It's another superhero, the Bulletproof Dude. And they released a trailer that shows him like bullet holes in his, like all over his clothes and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like walking through it and knocking people over and doing whatever he's got to do. And it was all done to the ODB song Shimmy Shimmy Ya, which apparently is a big deal, but I did not know that.
Same here.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Same
it's like
here.
A
I'm
foreign
like, huh?
Language.
Marvel Comics, what?
And then
they do a show about Superman or Batman.
The Walking Dead for you, Wendy.
Yes.
Season 7. They
I watched the trailer.
The trailer. It shows King Ezekiel, played by Kerry Payton, and his pet tiger, Shiva.
The tiger is really cool. You don't watch The Walking Dead either, right?
And it's about zombies?
Yeah.
But it isn't.
See, I'm on top of things. I'm on top of I'm on top of the business. Oh, yeah, the zombie show.
But that's why I didn't watch it, because I'm not really into zombies. And my younger son, Dylan, was 11 at the time, 12 at the time, and he said, Mom, you have got to watch this because it's... I said, I don't like zombies. He said, it's more about zombies. It's the way the world is going to be. There are more problems.
It's the meaning of zombies.
But no,
it's about zombie families.
The zombies are the least of the threat.
Right. It's about how humans react to situations and
it's more about relationships.
Care or don't care for each other in the face
interesting.
Of in
it's
the
really
face
good.
Of,
yeah.
And you know, there was a big death scene at the end of
they wouldn't reveal anything about that, of course.
No, but that was going around the internet, like, watch this trailer and it may give you clues as to who was killed. A major character was killed at the end of last season, at the hands of Lucille, which is a barbed wire covered baseball bat. It was really horrific.
Of course, it wasn't the bat that did it. It was Negan, the killer, who swung the bat.
Is Negan a zombie?
Negan is, what's his name?
He's
his real name. It's not Harry Dean Stanton.
It's a three-name person. Now.
Yes.
And I can't think of it now.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
No, it wasn't him. He was... I can't think of his name.
I don't know
Dean
why I'm doing it. I talked to him.
Dean Richards.
No, Dean Richards is coming in after 12 noon. It's not him. He wouldn't hit you with a baseball bat covered in barbed wire.
Anyway,
well, only because
Jeffrey
he doesn't
Dean
have one.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He was in The Watchmen. He was the comedian. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. So I talked to Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Andrew Lincoln a little bit. I went to the press room for them. They had a press conference instead of a roundtable situation. But I talked to both of them a little bit afterward. And, you know, of course, they're not going to reveal anything.
Of course.
But they did.
Or they would get hit with a baseball bat.
But I asked Jeffrey Dean Morgan how it felt to be playing the character at the center of this whole brouhaha, of this whole thing that happened. Because there was a lot of bad reaction to the cliffhanger and stuff. Although it all seemed to be forgiven at the Comic-Con panel because everybody was cheering madly and wildly about it. But he said that, you know, it was weird and interesting and all that kind of stuff. But the biggest part was, you know, he talked a lot about how it's going to affect things moving forward, you know, without really saying anything about what's happening moving forward.
Well, somebody's life has changed completely,
right.
And the survivors are going to change because of that.
Right, but they had a lot to say, too, about just working in that situation with those actors and having to do that very weird, bizarre, scary scene that was even scary for the actors. You know, they didn't actually get hit or anything, right. but you know, just having to, you know, feeding off of that thing. I mean, I love talking to actors about how they get stuff from the other actors,
sure,
and everything.
Sure.
So that was very interesting. I mean, it's probably kind of nerdy for everybody else, TV nerdy for everybody else, but it was cool for me. But yeah, I think it's going to be a really good season. It sounds like it's going to be a really cool, intense coming up season.
I cannot wait. You have a minute left. What do you need more time to it? Are there things we should know? Because we could take a break, do some news, yeah, and let you wrap up.
Sure.
You want to do that?
Well, the other thing that I was excited about was BBC America's Dirk Gently. It's based on a book by, I'm not going to think of his name either. But anyway, it's coming up in October, and it's this sort of cosmic detective. He recognizes cosmic connections between things and people and everything. And it's,
oh,
just
cool.
It's just this weird, bizarre tale. And I am even more excited after sitting in their press room with some of the actors from it and the creators. And so that's something to watch out for in October on BBC America.
And what's the name of it again?
It's Dirk Gently. It's got a longer name, but that, just remember Dirk Gently.
All right, and Gilmore Girls, everybody's...
Oh, yeah, Netflix announced that this week.
Crazy about this. I never watched one second of that.
November 25th, the Gilmore Girls revival movies. It's 4 90-minute movies set to... each one themed after a season of the year.
Oh.
Spring, summer, winter, fall. And the Gilmore Girls, the whole series... previous series is on Netflix now for you to stream now if you want to catch up. But all the characters are back. All of Rory's boyfriends, which was a big deal. Melissa McCarthy, I think, is actually going to be in one episode. She played a chef back before anyone knew who Melissa McCarthy was,
yeah,
on that show. And yeah, the fans of that thing are nutso about
that
show.
Are you a fan of that show?
I didn't watch it regularly, no. Yeah. It's kind of a lovey-dovey, touchy-feely...
And you're against that?
And I walk around, yeah, and kick.
I want the zombies, man. Give me a bat with the spikes on it.
Well, it got all the press on the internet. I mean, Gilmore, yeah, that's anything anyone was, yeah, talking about.
Netflix announced a ton of stuff at TCA yesterday or the day before, but that was sort of the big headline.
Well, thank you very much, Kurt Wagner. You can go to tvshowpatrol.com. You do a great job with that website. And are you going to Lala?
No.
We're all old.
I know. I went the first, when it started here, yeah, I think I went the first 8.
Wow.
Or so. Well,
working,
because of work.
Working
because
is
work,
fun.
Yeah.
Working, yeah.
But it was fun.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Kurt.
All right. See you later.
All right. We will continue. Rick Hogan, Wendy Snyder, Bill Leftback on Monday at 720 WGN.